Chapter 27, Basics of Networking Skills. Networking is like nutrition and fitness. We know what to do. The hard part is making it a top priority. Herminia Ibarra. So what is she trying to say? That when we talk of the concept, we know what to do. We know we should ideally be connecting with people, engaging with people, right? But do we give it enough priority? Do I actually put aside time to connect and network with people? Now, when I say that, do I put aside time to connect with people, develop a rapport? It is not for a selfish purpose, but it is for a purpose where we create that kind of communication, which helps us to progress further. So the following concepts will be covered in this topic. What is networking? How networking can assist you in securing a job. Skills required for networking. How to develop networking skills. How to highlight networking skills. The various challenges for acquiring new skills. And conclusion. So what is networking? It is building and establishing mutually beneficial relationships. So I'm interacting and engaging with people for benefits. It could be benefits on the professional front, right? But networking is an essential tool for marketing yourself. When I interact with others, say I attend corporate events, I attend various meets, and I interact with people, that means somewhere I am putting in effort to communicate with them. Somewhere we have ideas and views which can help us to progress forward. Somewhere we both have perceptions which can be more or less similar to what we want to achieve. So somewhere networking is an essential tool for marketing yourself. Developing a rapport and relationship with people can open doors for employment and promotions. What is important? That if I'm able to relate to people, when I say if I'm able to relate to people, I can discuss, I can share my opinions, I can give ideas which are unique and exceptional. I can ideally come up with various thought processes which will prove to be a boon to us. That means we will probably talk of, say, launching a product. What do we do so that the launching of the product is something exceptional and unique? How do we focus on customer engagement? Just a discussion where both of us network. Say we want to have a startup, so we both discuss. So the idea is that when can we think of having a startup? When can we have a common goal like customer contentment, customer satisfaction? When we both can connect, relate, network. So the same, if you are going through a challenging situation, you will communicate with your network and they will come up with ideas. There will be brainstorming. So that is where networking plays an important role. So it is essential as it is a connection to opportunities for skill development, work experience, your next job and future promotions. So when we say it is essential as it is a connection to opportunities for skill development, that means somewhere when we talk of networking, it has a whole lot of concepts which go along with it, right? So these are aspects which can also be the focus. Why do I communicate with someone? See, I have 16 years of teaching. So when I communicate with someone, I discuss all about my teaching experience. I relate to that person because that person also has, a lot of experience and a lot to share, right? Now, how networking can assist you in securing a job? The following are the three ways that networking can assist you in locating and securing your ideal job. First is, it builds your image. Networking is a vital skill for career development. Knowing people who are professionals can expose you to a whole lot of opportunities. See, there are people who are having a lot of contacts, who are having a lot of connection with the others, who can ideally connect you for a job. That means you talk of someone who can be your referral, you can talk of someone who's ideally having that kind of image, that kind of reputation where people can trust. See, when you build your image, the first point which people look into is that, are you trustworthy? Are you someone who will stick on to your words, be dedicated and committed? So people would want to network with others who have these qualities or traits. So for example, being trustworthy, somewhere you are dependable, somewhere people can relate to you and ask you for your advice and suggestion. So you have very often been a mentor to others. So there could be many aspects. It can help build professional relationships and opens doors to new opportunities, which can help you enhance your image. See, the moment you network, it means you are connected with people. You're able to relate to people. You're able to foster communication. You're able to bring about harmony and peace. You're able to connect for more prospects related to various professions. So then what happens is that your image is something which has to be absolutely, appropriate, because it is your image which people will depend on. So having a good reputation can help you to network better. How can you make yourself noticeable? Now, one aspect is that somewhere you have a clean image, somewhere others perceive you to be very, dependable, and somewhere others feel that you're absolutely having that integrity and honesty. Next is, how will you make yourself noticeable? You can make the most of networking opportunities by attending seminars, training sessions, and fairs on a regular basis. The more you attend seminars, training sessions, and fairs, the more you meet up with people, the more you connect with people on a whole lot of fronts, the more people will get to know you, the more you will relate with them, the more you will be able to understand what each one's view is. And how will you make yourself noticeable? You create a different image of yours compared to others. You kind of have that kind of personality and that attitude which is highly, contagious, an enthusiastic personality, a personality who is well known to one and all, a personality who is very focused as far as achievement of tasks is concerned, a person who is always networking and always on the move, right? So you've created that kind of personality, so people notice you. Right? So getting noticed by one and all, depending on how you present yourself professionally, can be an added advantage. Next, boost your support system. Networking helps with professional and business growth and gaining a competitive edge in your industry. When we expand a professional network of people, there can be differences of opinion with individuals at our workplace, but a good support system can help us in these times in our career. So the more we expand our professional network, the more people we will meet, the more we will interact with people. That means we are creating more and more of network. When we are creating more and more of network, we are developing professional relationships. We are dealing with people, say, within our organization. We are dealing with people from other organizations. So we are constantly communicating. We are constantly talking of how to achieve our goals. We are constantly talking of what can be done so that we work together as a group and just see to it that all is possible. That is only because we are networking with the people whom we should be networking with, right? Now we talk of skills required for networking. First is communication. Effective communication is a key to successful networking. An individual can be intelligent, successful, skillful and insightful, but may not be able to communicate effectively with people. So very important that if I want to communicate certain difficulties that have taken place of lately, what do I communicate with my team members? Am I having clarity of thought process? Am I able to put forward the information in a concise manner? Are the sentences easy to understand, or am I putting forward the sentences in a complicated way? All these are aspects that have to be looked into. Another very important point is that when we talk of effective communication, we also need to understand that communication is all about letting the opposite person or opposite people understand what you are saying. Now, if the opposite person or opposite people do not understand, that means somewhere, where is my clarity of thought process? Am I putting forward the sentences in an easy to understand manner? That also needs to be looked into. Do I know what I have to convey or speak? I cannot digress. So all these are important aspects. See, if you are having knowledge, information, if you're having the skill, but if you can't communicate, it is not going to serve the purpose. So it is very important that you are aware of how you communicate with others and can tackle issues and discussions that may come up during the conversation. So when I say tackle issues and discussions, that means even if it's a difficult conversation, am I aware? Am I understanding why is this conversation going out of control? Am I aware how this conversation can be, am I aware as to what can be done so the conversation does not really get difficult, but it gets simpler? So I have to constantly remind myself that when I'm communicating with others, I need to be empathetic. I need to somewhere understand their views and perceptions. But the most important point for effective networking is that listen and ask questions. These two are important aspects. So here, being an active listener, this involves paying full attention and clarifying when doubts, this involves paying full attention and clarifying various doubts as and when required. Your doubts have to be clarified. Next is speaking with the public. Networking can involve communicating with a large number of people at public events. By improving your communication skills and overcoming fear, individuals can improve on their public speaking skills. So when we talk of networking with a large number of people, then it is very important that we are going to be speaking to people with varied thought processes. So the public speaker has to see to it that there is confidence. The public speaker has to see to it that he or she needs to be prepared in terms of what needs to be communicated. And the public speaker needs to understand that the information should be such that it is up to date and the public understands what is put forward and it is appropriate information. That is what is required. Appropriate information means information that is to the topic. We're not digressing. Social skills is being competent enough and it facilitates interaction and communication with others in personal and professional settings. When I say is being competent enough and it facilitates interaction and communication with others, that means when I communicate with others, right? Am I able to communicate in a manner whereby I know what I'm saying? Do I have the skills to express myself appropriately? Do I have the ability to convince others? Do I have the knack and skill to see to it that my verbal and non-verbal communication is in sync? That is what is most important. So this also consists of the focus being on non-verbal cues such as body language and appearance, which help to increase your confidence. The moment I show confidence in my posture, the moment there is slight movement while talking in terms of movement of the hands, this all somewhere shows that there is confidence. So I have to be competent enough when I network. That means I have to consider myself as successful. I need to value others, but I need to value myself too. I need to be able to appreciate myself in terms of how I am as an individual, in terms of capabilities, achievements, success, skills, which will help me to network better. Empathy, your ability to empathize while you are networking, helps you to build a rapport and avoid misunderstanding. It helps you to adjust your tone and expectations to others. So when I talk of empathize, putting yourself in the other person's shoes, and adjust your tone means you are talking with that person in a calm tone. You are understanding what he or she is going through, and expectation towards others. Because when I communicate with others, I need to understand that it is important to keep a check on my tone. That is what is important. When I talk of emailing skills, networking by email can be a convenient way to connect with people across the country. Definitely, email has made our lives simpler. It is a written form of communication. Written communication is always to the point. Email should be brief and concise. When you send an email, it is always to the point. You will not digress. For example, if you're discussing decline in sales of goods, so the information will be purely related to that. In some cases, email networking can lead to connections in person. So sometimes you have communicated with the sales manager of another organization, but you have never met him or her. And finally, after so many exchanges of emails, you met him. So then you feel that at least now you'll have something in common, you can relate, right? That's what it is. How to develop networking skills. Establish your networking objectives. Networking objectives are very specific that can set, networking objectives are very specific that you can set to establish your professional connections. So you need to identify with the person whom you need to connect with. Identify what exactly you need from them or what you can do for them. Now, the very fact is that when I connect or identify with a person where I know that we have lots to discuss and we ideally can work together. I gave you an example of two people who want to have a startup. So imagine you go for yoga class every Friday. Imagine you go for a yoga class every Friday. When you go for your yoga class regularly, you get in touch with 2-3 people and you'll kind of relate, you'll become friendly. So here you realize that you'll both have this thought where you want to have a startup. So then you'll say, let's meet up. One tells the other, let's meet up. Because you know that both of you all have a similar thought process. Both of you all have a goal. So then you connect and you know that this connection can make you go ahead in life. You can list the networking strategies to accomplish your goals. Definitely, how should you go about networking, right? A very specific way to network. But at the same time, you should not sound selfish or just that you're connecting with the person because there's a purpose. It is much more than that, right? You feel you can relate, you'll have a common goal, etc. Develop your public speaking skills. So your interpersonal skills reflect your abilities and behavior that help you to communicate and collaborate effectively with others. When you have those kind of skills, where you know that you are able to influence others through your talks, when you have those kind of skills which you know will help you to foster relations, then that will serve the purpose. how to develop networking skills. Request constructive feedback. See, feedback is the response or reaction to a situation or a person. If you give positive feedback, that is constructive feedback, that will somewhere help you to network better. Positive feedback is given in a manner by bearing in mind the sentiments of the other person too. Positive feedback is worded in a way whereby you are not offending the person at all, though he or she may have probably made mistakes. But negative feedback will completely demotivate you. You might not feel the need to connect or network. You might just feel that, you know, somewhere you're feeling humiliated. Negative feedback will make you feel demotivated. You might not feel the need to network. You might feel absolutely low in terms of self-esteem. So it is very important that constructive feedback is provided. So your feedback, whether positive or negative, should motivate you to achieve your goals. Constructive criticism can help you to make improvements in your behavior. But at the same time, destructive criticism, if it is put forward, then it can offend the sentiments, as I said. So be careful when you give negative criticism, negative feedback. Attend social gatherings. When you attend gatherings and events, try to maintain eye contact when speaking and be courteous. So say you are having a showroom and you are having fancy attire out there. So you attend this fair, and when you attend this fair, it is ideally there's a lot of, you know, display of stalls where you have various kind of material. So for example, wrinkle-free material, and then you want to get wrinkle-free shirts made so that you can put it up in your showroom. So what happens is that when you attend these gatherings, now I'm talking of a fair out here. Here they are talking of social gatherings. But what is the focus on? You will network. You will establish a rapport. What is important is that you maintain eye contact. What is important that you show respect to the opposite person. So when you attend gatherings and events, try to maintain eye contact when speaking and always be courteous. You have to develop a well-thought-out networking strategy. So what is important is that you speak to one and all. You can only do that if you are an extrovert as such in terms of a personality. You're having the confidence to maintain eye contact. You're having something common to talk on when you meet people. So social gatherings can help you to establish good relations. How to highlight networking skills. So for example, on your resume, by sharing how networking has helped you in the past and how it will benefit you in the future. So definitely networking has its own added advantages, and it is really up to you as to how you make effective use of it. It'll show that you are a good communicator by focusing on appropriate sentence construction. When I talk of appropriate sentence construction, what is it that I am focusing on? That is my, or are my sentences easy to understand? No grammatical errors. Very APT, apt way of explaining or putting it forward, right? So no scope of confusion. I put it in such a manner that you will understand thoroughly. So when sentences are put forward in such a manner and when you understand thoroughly, then definitely that will serve the purpose. For an official summary, you can demonstrate your networking skills in a few sentences, right? This can be done by discussing your expertise and networking skills. See, a summary is actually a concise paragraph. And when you put forward your networking skills in that paragraph, it means you are talking about your expertise too. And how your expertise has helped you to network better. So for example, if you're in the field of marketing, you need that skill to network with people. But because you're already in the field of marketing, you are always enthusiastic to meet people, to discuss. you're always interested in understanding the various personality types. So a lot of ways you talk of your own skills and then you incorporate networking skills out there. What are the challenges in acquiring new skills? As a person learns to develop new skills, they may develop the fear of failure. Now, if you live in that fear of failure, then please remember, it will not let you progress or move forward. Why don't you focus purely on the success and understand that you need to move forward? Because the success to acquiring new skills is by you being certain that you will be able to adapt to it. Adaptability is very important. They may find it difficult to take risks or try something. So when I talk of adaptability being important, then you also need to understand that you will be able to progress. When I say I will adapt to this skill, when I say I'm ready to learn this new skill or these new skills, then I'm making myself more confident and more, wary of the thought process that there is no other way. I need to adapt to it. So if you're an introvert and you realize that you are going to be working and you will be heading a team of 10 people, then you will tell yourself, now you have no choice. You will have to have free flow of communication. You will have to be able to understand what others think and perceive. You will have to be able to understand the challenges that you face while you're dealing with them, right? All those aspects. Slow advancement. Learning a new skill can be time consuming. It will be, right? It can be challenging to find enough time to practice any skill and make progress. Now, you can ideally take time to learn a new skill. But according to me, more than focusing on the time taken, focus on being very thorough with that skill. Give yourself some time, give yourself a deadline. But see to it you master that skill. That is what is important. When I talk of fear of not succeeding, this can be seen as a barrier because we may not have faith in ourselves to adapt to the new skills due to lack of confidence. So if you're going to live in fear, trust me, fear will take you 10 steps behind. You have to constantly introspect. You need to do self-talk. You need to explain to yourself that, come on, take it as a challenge and move forward. You need to be more strong-minded. You need to have that kind of willpower so that fear does not overtake you or your thought processes. See, fear, anything is in the mind, right? My anger, irritation, happiness, sadness, fear, it's all in the mind. It's better you take charge of the mind rather than the mind taking charge of you and the mind controlling you. And that is highly possible, but it requires a lot of effort through you to reach that level. So conclusion, remember, networking has the power to increase your business and add value to your company. It is important to network inside and outside the organization. Networking is a mutually beneficial activity, so you can go through your list of contacts from all the sources as to whom you should network with. So when we say networking has a power to increase your business, definitely the more people you connect with, the more you contact others, the more you will add value to your company, the more it is important to connect with everybody. You realize the importance, because you cannot ideally be just by yourself all the time. It is very necessary to connect to one and all, right? It opens doors to new opportunities, definitely. Thus, networking is not a one-time activity, but it has to be continuous. If you are not continuous with networking, that means somewhere you are not realizing the importance, or you feel it is fine to not network. Now, there is nothing of that sort where you say it's fine not to network. It is a continuous process. It is required, and you have to go with the flow. We are done with this chapter. Thank you.